Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings and The Diary. We only have a few entries left in this diary we are reading. In an entry a day, we used to say in hopes to find the person.
Not anymore.
The drama, if you want to be filled in on that, on our Instagram at B96 Chicago, where we are currently streaming live. If you'd like to see The Diary, we'll get you a quick recap, though.
Previously on The Diary.
So last time we read about our diary girl, she was heading to Denver, Colorado to kind of clear her mind with her friend Jenna. Mm-hmm. And so, she wants to take a break from the whole love triangle between her current boyfriend, Jake, and her ex-fiance, Mike.
Okay. Because Jake wants Mike and her to stop talking.
Fair. Like, none of that. Because she keeps trying to be friends with her ex-fiance, which is weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I think she feels guilty, but it's all weird. So, August 15th. I feel like I'm living a double life. On one hand, I'm Jake's girlfriend, and once again, find myself in a relationship that I don't know how I feel about. See, she never liked Mike either. See what I'm saying? Like, if she's in another relationship, she doesn't know about. Okay.
That's true.
He's crazy about me. It's serious. What am I going to do? And I haven't done what he's asked me to do. I'm still talking to Mike. Maybe now more than ever.
Wow. This is a problem.
I know. I have to know if it's real or not. Like, are the feelings still there? I mean, can you really go back? I know it'll never be the same as it was, but is it worth a try? I feel like I'm being pulled in two different directions, and I'm not sure which me I want to be. I want to be happy, but which path will make me happy? I feel like I'm in awful soap opera.
Oh, okay.
This is worse than any movie I've ever imagined myself in, because this is real. And because it's not a movie at one point. Oh, and because it's not a movie, at some point I will have to decide. God, I really wish this was a movie.
And that's the end of the entry.
Yes.
God, I really wish this was a movie.
Well, it kind of is for us.
It kind of is. So this is fascinating. So she's basically like, which path do I choose? She's at a fork in the road. Do you go with the boyfriend, or do you go back with your ex?
If she had just never told Mike that she cheated on him, I know that's not the answer because that's bad, but she could just be engaged and happy.
We all have secrets. Well, she could have kept that.
She could have kept that to herself.
If the Titanic would have hung a left. Sooner. There's a lot of woulda, coulda, shoulda.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Okay, who do you want her to get back with? Who do you want her to be with, Jake or Mike?
I think she needs to leave Jake alone, because Jake at this point is collateral damage to whatever is going on in her system. And I think Jake needs to stand up and respect himself, because if your girl refuses to stop talking to her ex-fiance, then that woman does not love you.
Yeah. Mod?
Team Mike.
You're
and
team
it's
Mike.
Also, I've always rooted for Mike, but like Carla said, Jake is starting to look like sad.
You know what's interesting? I think that the Mike relationship is poisoned. I think that the cheating scandal already happened, that there's always going to be some sort of doubt there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just
checking
my opinion.
The phone,
and
all
the,
that.
The thing is, I agree. I think at this point, she needs to like leave both of them alone.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It'll never be the same with Mike. She's ruined it for Jake.
Yeah.
Because he'll always have that thing in the back of his mind of like, does she still love him?
Yeah.
They're both ruined now.
Maybe just somebody new altogether.
Yeah.
So start something fresh.
Another Ike or Ake name, like... just another guy.
I was like, Jack. Bike?
Mike?
Sure. All right, at B96 Chicago, you can catch up on all the previous entries. After today, we only have two entries left.
Oh my gosh.
We did some math. We thought this was going to take us into next week, by the way. We're done on Thursday.
We're wrong.
Is the final diary. So catch the new one tomorrow morning at 7:30 and catch up on the previous ones on our Instagram. Give us 3 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance at $1,000. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
She said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.